Good morning. Certainly glad to see those that were able to get out and about this morning. You know, one of the greatest privileges offered to mankind is that of drawing near to God. All of us should seek to build a close relationship to God. In one sense, God is near all. Acts 17:27 reads, "They should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after or toward Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us." This nearness does not have to do with geographical location, but with relationship. Every one of us have the ability to be close to God or to be separated from Him. Of course, the great separator is sin, Isaiah 59:1-2. We should consider the one to whom we draw near. He is all-powerful and wise. John said, "I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent, or all-powerful, reigneth." Revelation 19:6. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Psalms 147:5. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open under the eyes of Him with whom we have to do, reads Hebrews 4:13. The one to whom we are to draw near, He is to be revered and feared. Psalms 111:9 reads, "He sent redemption unto His people. He hath commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverend is His name. Thou art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry?" Psalm 76:7. "Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath," read Psalms 90:11. "For those who have hardness and impenitent hearts, treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God," reads Romans 2:5. The one to whom we are to draw near, He is full of love, mercy, and compassion. "Though thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth," read Psalms 86:15. "The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance," 2 Peter 3:9. "Who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth," reads 1 Timothy 2:4. God is willing to be approached. He is not like the heathen gods of Greek mythology, where men are always working to appease their anger. The lesson is entitled, "Draw Near to God." Consider the means or source of drawing near. For the sinner, the means of drawing near must come through Christ. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father, Ephesians 2:18. "Wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for Him," reads Hebrews 7:25. The Bible says we are made near by the blood of Christ. "Now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ," reads Ephesians 2:13. We are drawn by hearing and learning of the Father. "No man can come to me," Jesus said, "except the Father which has sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day," speaking of the judgment. "It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me," reads John 6:44-45. Coming to God must be done in accordance to His will. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:9-10, "Then said He," that is Jesus, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, or the Old Testament, that he might establish the second, or the New Testament, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, by the which we draw nigh unto God, reads Hebrews 7 and verse 19. We must be careful not to be misled, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, Ephesians 4:14. Consider the means of drawing near for the Christian. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, Hebrews 10:22. The Lord is nigh to them that are of a broken heart, and save us such as be of a contrite spirit, Psalms 34:18. Let us draw near by means of prayer. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth, Psalms 145 and verse 18. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, reads Hebrews 4:16. Let us draw near in our songs. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name, Hebrews 13:15. And let us draw near in the Lord's Supper. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? 1 Corinthians 10:16. Let us draw near by daily, godly living. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin, reads 1 John 1 and verse 7. If we were to draw near to God, we should remember that it is possible to draw away. Our hearts can be far away. Jesus said, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men," reads Matthew 15, verses 8 and 9. Some draw back to perdition, but we are not of them who draw back to perdition or destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul, reads Hebrews 10:39. Hosea said, "My people are bent to backsliding from me. Though they called them to the Most High, none at all would exalt Him," reads Hosea 11 and verse 7. We draw back when we rebel against any commandment of God. "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein," reads Jeremiah 6 and verse 16. "And they said, there is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart," Jeremiah 18 and verse 12. We draw back when we ignore any commandment of God. "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin," reads James 4 and verse 17. You know, the Bible teaches we can and should come very near. Near enough to be friends with God. James wrote, "The scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God," James 2:23. Jesus said, "Greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you," John 15:13 and 14. We should come near enough to be in God's family. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not, reads 1 John 3 and verse 1. The number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God. Hosea 1 and verse 10. We should come near enough to cry, Abba, Father, because ye are sons. God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, reads Galatians 4 and verse 6. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, Romans 8 and verse 15. We should come near enough to be in God's circle of love. Jesus said, the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I and them, and thou and me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and I will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them, reads John chapter 17, verses 22 through 26. Notice some blessings for drawing near. From the book of Psalms, we are informed that God will put gladness in our heart, Psalms 4 and verse 7. God will surround us with a shield. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass him as with a shield, Psalms 5 and verse 12. God will be a refuge in times of trouble. As the Bible says, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge in times of trouble, read Psalms 9 and verse 9. From the Psalms, we're informed that God will lift us up from the gates of death. Psalms 9 and verse 13 says, have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death. God will deal bountifully with us. Psalms 13:6 reads, I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. God will show his marvelous loving kindness. Psalm 17 and verse 7 states, show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand. Them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. God will be a support and deliverer. The psalmist said, they prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. Psalms 18 and verse 18. God will arm us with strength. It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Read Psalms chapter 18 and verse 32. God will bring us out of our distresses. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses, read Psalms 25 and verse 17. God will strengthen our hearts. The psalmist said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord, Psalms 27 and verse 14. Notice some blessings for drawing near from the New Testament. We are told God will not allow us to be over-tempted. 1 Corinthians 10:13 reads, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. God will aid us when we are tempted. Hebrews 2:18 reads, "For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." God will give grace to help in time of need. The Hebrew writer said, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Reads Hebrews 4 and verse 16. God will never leave or forsake us. The Bible says, "Let your conversation or manner of living be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Hebrews 13 and verse 5. God will provide and care for us. Peter said, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. God will give peace of mind. Philippians 4 verses 6 through 7 says, "Be careful for nothing," that is, don't worry, "but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." God will love us and make his abode with us. Jesus said, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him." John 14, 23. God will guide and strengthen us. Peter said, "The God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." 1 Peter 5 and verse 10. God will present us faultless before his throne with exceeding joy. Jude said, "Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." Jude verse 24 and 25. In conclusion, nearness to God rests with each of us. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. "Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded," reads James 4 and verse 8. Let us not be alienated or separated through wicked words. Let us call upon him in accordance with biblical truth and out of a sincere heart. The Lord is nigh to them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Psalms 145 and verse 18. If you have a spiritual need, the Lord invites you, and we await to assist you. We ask you to come while together we stand and sing.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where the storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, the land of boundless day. Tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky.